A rural school district in Dutchess County is getting ready to construct a health center at its school. The center was supposed to be up and running by now, but the COVID-19 pandemic slowed the process. Charles Davis has been a school nurse at the Weebatuck Central School District in Amenia since January of 2017. He says the idea for a school-based health center grew in part from inspiration from another nurse and the school she founded, where he earned his nurse practitioner degree, Frontier Nursing University.
It was founded by a woman, a very famous nurse. Many nurses are familiar with it. Her name is Mary Breckenridge, and she brought rural health care to the mountains of eastern Kentucky during the early 1920s, when childbirth, when many women died in childbirth, and as a result, many newborns died as a result. So what she did was bring health care, both midwifery as well as family care, to, again, the very remote regions of Kentucky.
On horseback, this instilled in Davis a mission and passion in ensuring health care availability for underserved and underinsured communities.
So when you look at the Weebatuck Central School District, not that we're in a mountainous region per se, but we do have a population that fits a metric where it is 60% financially or economically challenged. So in that, we have some health care disparities, a significant amount of health care disparity in our school district.
He says a $100,000 grant from the Foundation for Community Health helped put the plan in motion. Dr. Jen Iraka started last December in a newly created position of Director of Student Services and Curriculum and Instruction at the roughly 600-student Weebatuck District.
We are currently a district of 60% free and reduced lunch. We have a 22% special education classification rate, a growing ENL population currently hitting 20%. Poverty, special education, poor health care access go hand in hand and creates a continuous cycle, and we are trying to break that cycle. And we're starting with our basic and most fundamental need of helping our underserved, but we are hoping for a long-term goal to broaden it to our community at large.
Davis, known as Nurse Charlie, says the health clinic will serve all students of the district, no matter their financial need.
We have three buildings, the elementary, the intermediate school, and the high school. And all of those are within easy walking distance of one another. So we'll have the school-based health center centrally located and easily accessible for all students that are enrolled for the services of the school-based health center.
There are no out-of-pocket expenses for any care provided by the health clinic, be it physical, mental, or dental health. The clinic will be open when the school is open, and the hope is that with a health clinic on school grounds, parents and guardians would not have to take off work for a child's health appointment. The COVID-19 pandemic has slowed the process of getting the clinic up and running by about a year. The revised schedule calls for breaking ground in June and holding a ribbon cutting next September. The health center is in collaboration with Open Door Health Services, which runs health centers in the Ossining School District in Westchester County. Davis and Iraka look to Ossining as a model for their health center, though Iraka points out that the Weebatuck District is in a much different setting.
I think it's unique in the sense that we are land rich, but tax poor. We have 88 square miles of beautiful rolling hills and beautiful farms. It's beautiful, yet it's isolated, and there's a tremendous need for access to health care.
The Weebatuck District is in Amenia, where access to health care in general is limited, with some heading over the Connecticut border for services. Again, Iraka.
Weebatuck is at a tipping point because of this. You know, not only is it going to have a positive effect on our student communities, but we'll have improved class time, seat time, reduction in absenteeism, and we'll really be able to optimize student readiness for adult responsibilities. So in terms of just the physical health, the overall well-being of our students will be capitalized on because of this project, and we are just thrilled by the opportunity.
The health center will be in space repurposed near Davis's office.
It's an ideal situation and an ideal setting for all students. But it's the students and their families that ultimately make the decision, is that the right health care delivery model for them?
Weebatuck schools are in full remote learning status with the hope of returning to a hybrid instruction model January 4th. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau on the campus of Vassar College, I'm Hudson Valley Bureau Chief Allison Dunn.